Number 48. The Football Game. There was something demonic about the way he tried to demoralize the other team. Our coach's demeanor was totally demanding, as he threatened to demote the players if they didn't perform. This was no ordinary football match, because the coach was demanding the complete demolition of the opposition team. If we did not win, it could mean the demise of our team and club. We cannot demur of our ability. We have to be fully demonstrative and call on all our hidden strengths and reserves. We had to deploy ourselves properly and demonstrate our skills. This was not the time or the place to be demure. We had to go out there and demolish our opponents and not demean ourselves by losing the game. There was no mystery about winning a football match, and our coach did everything he could to demystify our worries. A loss, at this time, would make a huge dent in our pride as a team, and the coach deplored us to deport ourselves with honor and courage. Our dressing room was like a den, where we listened intently to every word the coach had to say. There was a clear demographic line demarcating the differences between our two countries. The coach certainly did not denigrate or denounce the opposition as unworthy opponents, but he did say we would face a huge demerit if we failed to live up to our potential. The fans would be demented if we let them down, because football is a truly demonic game, embraced by almost everyone irrespective of the demography. Our fans were denizens of the province, and it made no difference whether they wore a suit and tie or plain denim jeans. Their common denomination was their love of football, but their deportment could become very passionate if their team did not play well. They are very quick to depict their denunciation of players or referees and threaten them with deportation to a place deplete of all luxuries. If the denouement of the game did not meet their expectations, they would denote this in the strongest language, often denuding themselves and tearing their hair out in a depilatory manner. They would denunciate anyone who disagreed with them. Some have even been known to throw their dentures at a referee. Others have been seen to froth at the mouth, as if they had a mouthful of dentifrice. Both the fans and the coach were quick to denominate those that displeased them, and the denotations were quite harsh and extraordinary.